I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Texas is seeing another record when it comes to hospitalizations. The state is reporting 10,569 people are in the hospital. That's up 164 people from yesterday. The state is also reporting another 10,745 new positive cases, with a positivity rate just under 17%. 87 more Texans with the virus have also died today. Dallas County is still seeing a record number of ER visits, hospitalizations, another day of 1,000 new cases, and a whopping 20 additional deaths. The county's health director says this should be a wake-up call.
Health officials say Dallas County is going on nearly 2 weeks of around 1,000 or more new cases each day, and they're concerned about the increasing number of emergency room visits related to COVID-19. Dallas County Health Director Dr. Philip Wong says the numbers have been going up since the governor eased some restrictions at the end of May.
I think everyone probably saw, hey, things are open, now we can just go back to normal. And so it's been a wake-up call, I think, for everyone that we can't really go back to normal.
Dallas County today reported 20 new COVID-19 deaths. Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In Tarrant County, another 531 people tested positive, brings their total over 19,645 are still in the hospital, and that's 20 more than yesterday. Some encouraging news, second day in a row in Tarrant County, nobody has passed away.